Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishvas Haram BeHakashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph explains that the reason for the takana, for the establishment that we have to read the Torah every week on Monday and on Thursday, and then obviously on Shabbos, is in order for Am Yisrael not to pass 3 days without Torah. This is based on the pasuk that it says, for 3 days they went in the desert without water. The Gemara understands water means Torah. 3 days without Torah and they were thirsty. Am Yisrael cannot be without Torah for 3 days, and that's why we have Kriyas HaTorah within 3 days every time, every week. Now, what's the idea of the 3 days? What's the concept of the 3 days they need to have within 3 days Torah? So the Mefarshim explain in different ways that all combine together to a similar idea. Start with the Maharal. The Maharal, in his Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, in the end of Perek Nun Vav, says that the Torah is the Tzura of Am Yisrael. That's the spiritual aspect of Am Yisrael. And if for 3 days Am Yisrael are not connected to Torah, so they become Chomri, they become... Now why specifically 3 days? So my father Shlita in the Haoros and the footnotes in Tiferes Yisrael brings the Maharal in a few places. One place the Maharal in the Erechaim Perigdal Mishnah Yud Gimel. Where there the Maharal says that the Oron Bris Hashem is considered to be like the Kesed, like the crown of Am Yisrael. That's why the Oron did not go in the Midbar together with Am Yisrael. It went a little bit ahead of Am Yisrael. But how much ahead? So the pasuk says the Oron Bris Hashem Nirsea Lifneim Shloshes Yomim. They went ahead of them 3 days. Why 3 days? Because within 3 days, that means there's no separation. 3 days, it means something is separated, something is being disconnected. He brings also what Am Yisrael told Paro. He said, "There Shloshes Yomim Nelech BaMidbar. We're going only for 3 days to the Midbar. Why 3 days? To say we're not separating from you. We're not leaving Mitzrayim. We're just going for 3 days off." 3 days is means that something is still connected, is not so far away. And the Maharal in Or Chodosh and Nagdoma adds to it, because Simon Ledover is that three is Geder of Lovut. Anything which is within three, it's considered to be connected. If you have a separation of more than three, then things are not connected. This Simon is also brought down in the Arizal, that a separation of more than three in general means more of a disconnect. And within three, things are still connected. So that's the pshat of the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael. The Maharal says, if Am Yisrael will be 3 days without Torah, so you have 3 days of complete separation from Ruchnius, they'll connect to Chomrius, they'll connect to the materialistic aspect. That's a real separation if it's more than 3 days. The Maharshan Chidushi Agoda says that the idea of 3 days is the idea of Chazaka. Because Torah, how do you acquire Torah? It says, Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Bo, Loshon Chazaka. Every time Chazaka is within 3 times. With 3 times, you establish a Chazaka. So if connecting to Torah is Chazaka, so separating from Torah is also Chazaka. That's the meaning of the Gemara, that Am Yisrael cannot be 3 days without Torah. They cannot establish a Chazaka of being away from Torah. Torah, you have to be koinu with Chazaka. In a similar way, he's brought down the Torah Chaim. Torah Chaim has a richus on this Gemara. Torah Chaim says, that when you have three things together, is a chuta mishulo shloibim heira hinosek. Whenever you put three things, so they, it makes it very strong, like a strong rope. And he brings an example to this. We know that midiraisa, a needle, what's called a zovo. How does a woman become a zovo of 7 days she's tame? If she sees blood for 3 consecutive days. If she sees blood only for 1 day or 2 days, she becomes tame only for 1 day. But if she sees blood for 3 consecutive days, now she has to separate from her husband for 7 days. So you see this idea that 3 days of tumah, 3 days of something bad happening, that causes a much bigger tumah. Because the chuta mishul shlobim heiri nosek, you have a strength of three. It brings another example, the Gemara Tainis, that says that what is a dever, what is a plague? When you have a city that has 3 people dying in 3 consecutive days. Again, the idea that 3 days, something bad, it establishes itself and makes it so much stronger. The Ben Yoyodo adds one more thing to this. He says like this. He says, we know that the Torah is tavling keneged Yetzer Hara. The Torah is the antidote to a Yetzer Hara. And the Gemara in Sukkah says, the Yetzer Hara, the Novi calls him in the beginning Helech. Someone passes by. Then he's called an oireach, a guest, someone who stays by. And then he's called a baal habayis. Once the tzohar establishes himself, he becomes the owner of the adam. So says the Bnei Yehuda, this is the idea of the 3 days. If for 3 days without Torah, every day the Yitzhar becomes stronger and stronger until on the third day he becomes the Baal Habayis. So we must have Torah within 3 days to be the antidote to the Yitzhar. It brings another example that the Gemara says, the Kachu Munosu Shel Yitzhar, that's the Unos of Yitzhar, Hayor Amel HaSekach, Ulamachar Amel HaSekach, Ulamachar Amel Lech Lavoid of Adazor. The first day he says do this, second day this, the third day is when he really catches the Adam. That's the risk of the 3 days. So we learned in this shiur a few ma'alchim that connect together. The ma'aral that says the 3 days will make Am Yisrael choymri, because they're separated from Torah. The ma'arshal that says the 3 days is to establish a chazakah. The Teres Chaim that says the 3 days is becomes like a strong rope and establishes the tumah. And the Ben Yoyada that says that the Yitzharo, if he has 3 days to work on the Adam, he becomes the Baal Habayis on the Adam. That's the reason that there's a takana to read the Torah within 3 days every week. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.